This is the Between the Covers podcast with hosts Deanne Malone and Rachel Tranum. We'll chat about our current dog-eared books, rom-com book club read, all things steamy, and our love of a cute romance. Jump in bed and pull up those blankets. Get cozy. It's time for Between the Covers.
Welcome back to Between the Covers podcast. You are here with hosts Deanne Malone. That's her.
Hi.
And me, Rachel Tranum. We met at Dog-Eared Books when it opened back in 2022 sometime. I think Deanne was one of the first people I was introduced to. I was told, because I came in, they knew that I was a romance reader. And they're like, oh no, we have someone else starting a romance book club here under our name. I said, that's fine. More love for that. I'm not the person to lead a book club. And so Deanne let her launch an in-person rom-com book club. And rom-com it was, and that is one of my favorite genres as well. So that started in 2021. So our love for both romance in general and specifically rom-coms and being voracious readers, way beyond even just romance, we wanted to start this podcast to focus on specifically the romance genre. And we do talk about other books on occasion, but it's a fun place for us to dive in on what the book club is reading, what we're reading in romance, what we're looking forward to, and so much more. So this is lovingly sponsored by Dog-Eared Books, yes. Bookstore in Ames, your local favorite independent bookstore. And we can't wait to share with you all the fun new things happening in the genre. And we hope you listen and read along with us.
And we have to point out that our first book club book was The Soulmate Equation by Christina Lauren. And you loved Christina Lauren. And I had never read them before. And I ended up a huge fan of Christina Lauren. We were lucky enough to have them Zoom in mm-hmm. for that first book club meeting.
Which was incredible. It really set the tone.
It was the moment of a lifetime, I think. Which was recently eclipsed for you.
Yeah, I was just sharing with Deanne that I had three copies of Soulmate Equation. I had the ARC, I had the hardcover, and I had the paperback. My copies are all gone. My hardcover was even signed. So it's like devastating for me, but I will get it again. It's just a book. It can be replaced. I work for an independent bookstore. It'll be fine, but it's just still sad. But no, the Zoom is no longer the moment of the lifetime. The moment of the lifetime was when we actually got to meet both Christina and Lauren. And that was one of the most incredible author experiences. Being in this world, I've had the opportunity to meet many authors, and they're all lovely. But when you have your like book idol sit down next to you, that's a whole other, like, that's next level.
I think maybe we need to post to the podcast website some of those pictures of you and Christina Lauren on stage, because it was just amazing to sit there and watch you. I just knew you were like having the moment of your life.
I both love and hate those photos, because I had been running around like crazy that day. And you can just see how disgusting and sweaty my hair.
You cannot.
Yes, you can.
She looks amazing. She looks in her element.
You're so thoughtful. But yeah, no, that was
you're
a
on
great
stage
moment.
With Christina and Lauren. It doesn't get any better than that.
But yeah, launching the book club with their book could not have been a better choice. It was perfectly culminating in for what you wanted the Between the Covers book club to be. And nothing better than a rom-com. I'm just going to say it. I love to feel the feels and laugh as well. And of course, there's, you know, the roller coaster of emotions, but it's so fun. I just love it so much.
And we'll talk about all the books this year, and we'll talk about so many more. We put a lot of effort into making sure we have a well-rounded book list, and you can find our current and past book lists on Dog-Eared's website. Mm-hmm. There's a Goodreads list and a Storygraph list, and we'll make sure you get all of those links in the book note, in the podcast notes.
Yes,
but
it'll be there.
Find all of those books, but this is going to be the place where you get not just those books, but all the ones that just barely made it, or maybe didn't quite make it, but they were our favorites, or things that came up and surprised
or
us that
we
didn't know.
Read and wish had been on the list.
I know, right? There's that's, always those.
That's the opportunity for this discussion. Yeah. So this is kind of breaking into our season two. If you want to listen back on our last ones, we really went in depth on each book that we read. And I think we'll still do that, but not to that level. This is going to be a different look into the Between the Covers podcast.
So what we're starting with for the launch of season two is an interview on your favorites of 2023.
Well, first, do you want to reintroduce yourself?
Oh, let's reintroduce ourselves. Yeah.
So tell me, give me a little couple sentences about yourself, Deanne.
Okay. So I am a single mom. I have a 12-year-old son. I have always been a reader back from the days of reading under my bed with a flashlight so that my parents didn't know I was reading. If you have those times that you're going through where you haven't read a lot of books, don't give up. I had years where I barely read one book, and that's okay because life happens. Mm-hmm. But I will guarantee you, if you get back into it, you will love it just as much and find those stories and find that escape that you were looking for. So don't give up on reading.
Reading doesn't have to be a chore for you.
No, it should be an escape, if anything. Mm-hmm. Rachel mentioned that we both read quite a wide variety. Besides romance, I love historical fiction, business and coaching, cozy mysteries. And because I have a 12-year-old son, I read a lot of middle grade fiction, and there's some really good stuff out there. I used to live in Washington, D.C. I spent about 20 years out there, and now I've been in Iowa for 10 years,
yay,
which is crazy.
Iowa. We don't have hurricanes here like they do there.
But we have 20 inches of snow in 5 days.
Will they get that out there, too?
Not. No.
Okay, maybe not. I wouldn't know. I visited D.C. one time.
But we have amazing people. So that, and there are amazing people in D.C. too. But I have really enjoyed my time here. It's a great place to raise my son. So I'm super happy to be here.
Yay.
How about you? Give us a little peek in you.
I'm Rachel. I don't know. No, I work at Dog-Eared Books for the last 3 years. Well, three years in March. Was the greatest transition of a job for me. My mom always told me, like, I didn't want to go to college. She said, you somehow figured out how you're going to make money reading books.
Listeners, I did it. Challenge accepted.
Yeah, I'm like, done. Working, I do most of social media. My title's technically marketing something or other, but it changes depending on the day for whatever Amanda and Ellen decide to call me. Amanda refers to me as the Swiss Army knife. I do a lot of everything at the store, and I would not change it for a moment. I love the people I work with. I love the opportunity to have the different experiences, getting to meet people like Deanne. I have a cat in 3/4. Basically two cats, but one cat has 3 legs. So, you know, only 3/4 of a cat. It's kitty. Funny. Her, she's fine. She gets around just fine. We call her Monster. She's a terror. That's Babs and Cricket. They are my favorite little fluff balls that I just also think are out to get me sometimes, I swear. But yeah, I read all over the board. I love nonfiction. I love especially historical nonfiction based on women's issues. I read a lot based on that. Of course, romance. I love the spicy, but I love the non-spicy romance too. I find so much value in all of that. I love a good comedy. There's a new genre in my mind that's coming up, and maybe it's only new to me, but it's thriller comedies, because I'm a little weak lean. In previous episodes, if you were listening then, I always mentioned my before 7 rule. I don't like to be scared. I really absorb the books I'm reading. And so I have a before 7 rule if I know it's going to bother me. So thriller comedies are my jam. I love just general fiction and literary fiction, but I read all over the place. And of course, I love my retellings. Like, I devour retellings left and right.
Awesome. So we are here. We're excited to share all of our favorite books with you. And so we're going to give you just a peek into our 2023 favorite reads. We both read a lot this year.
We're backtracking a little bit.
Yeah, forcing us to cut down to 3 favorite romance books and 2 non-romance books was probably torture. It was for me. But Rachel, do you want to tell us about your three romance and two non-romance, and then we'll just talk a little bit about them?
Yes. So my three favorite romances were Done and Dusted by Lila Sage, Raiders of the Lost Heart by Joe Segarra, and The Long Game by Elena Armas. So freaking cute. And then for my non-romance, I absolutely adored They're Going to Love You by Meg Howery and Curious Tides by Pascal Lassell.
So I've read Raiders of the Lost Heart, loved it. It's you actually so told me about that one.
Did I?
Yeah, it's such a good
pick. I thought
pick.
You had already had it pre-ordered. I saw it somewhere randomly. I was like, saw it when we were, Deanne and I sat down and we were going through a list of books. It was when she was prepping for choosing books for the book club. And we sat down and she was trying to figure out, what are our options? And that one popped up on the book manager list. And when we were going through it, I was like, oh my God, hands down the best. And then it turned out to actually be good too.
It was everything
you
wanted.
Which scares me sometimes when you get hyped up on a cover and title alone, because let me tell you, it's amazing. And then it's just and I've been seeing it, I don't do book talk or anything. I'll make TikToks for work and stuff, but I don't pay attention to the book talk side of world. But that stuff's been coming up in my feed when it's and then he made her thesis assigned reading. And it was so good. I love it so much.
It's so good. I love that one. I see a lot of adventure with the Done and Dusted and the Raiders of the Lost Heart. Was that sort of a theme for 2023, or did it just catch you?
So what's funny is those two I have read literally in the last few weeks in December. Yeah. I don't know. Last year was a weird reading year for me. I just mentioned to you that I was surprised by how much romance I actually read. I felt like I didn't read a lot. I didn't read as much as what I usually do. I only read 71 books, which is a lot for some people, and that's incredible. But for me, it was not as much as I've done in the past. But last year was a really I don't know. It was a full freaking year. And so I just was like, I need some things to make me happy in this end bit of the year. And Done and Dusted, I remember when it came in as receiving, I hadn't even heard of it. And I was like, oh, what's this boot scootin' boogie book? I'm like, I want it.
And it's cute cover.
Tommy's like, wait, is that what it's called? I go, no. I'm like, oh no. I'm like, but I'm going to call it my boot scootin' boogie romance. And oh my God, I was like, hot damn. I'm like, goodness gracious. I am feeling sweaty here. My cheeks were red when I was reading it. And then I was also listening to parts too, because I was switching back and forth. And I think I was sitting in the office at work, and it was a really intense scene, and my face was so red, and I was like, I need to not be around another person right now. I was like, I don't usually get that oh my God, somebody only heard, because it's I don't give a crap. I'm not going to be embarrassed by what I read or listen to. But I was just I feel inappropriate to be around someone right now. So no, it wasn't that I needed an adventure thing. It was just Raiders of the Lost Heart stood out to me immediately. And I was like, oh my God, sold, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then the Done and Dusted, I was like, let's see what this cowboy craze is about. Because I feel like there's a big cowboy trend on the rise. And so I was like, all right, let's get boots come boogieing. Let's knock some boots.
I love it.
And then Elena Armas's book, that caught me, because when I read the back of the blurb about her attacking a mascot, I was like, I need to know what he
found. Exactly.
I was like, what did this douche canoe do? Sorry. Ah!
So tell me about They're Going to Love You and Curious Tides. What was it about those that really drew you in and made you happy?
So They're Going to Love You was actually a Bellatrist book club pick.
Okay.
And that's a sort of celebrity book club by Emma Roberts.
Okay.
I've always really enjoyed following along with her book picks. They're very much a literary fiction, and this one had a stunning cover and kind of pulled you into the ballet world. And I taught dance for years. There's only two other books that have ever made me cry, and this one brought tears to my eyes. I don't cry at books. It just doesn't happen. I will feel great emotions at books, but I don't cry at books. And this one brought tears to my eyes, so I can include this in a book that made me cry list.
Wow.
And it just was, there was so much passion. There's struggles with your parents and the relationships you have with them, with yourself and what you think you're going to do and what you expect of yourself and then realities of it. And just, it was also going through traumas that were not close to me, but are just like devastating to so many groups of people, because it kind of went a little bit into the AIDS crisis in the 80s. It wasn't overtly in depth, but it was there. So there was just a lot of beauty and sadness, and it just, I don't know, there was just like a heaviness that didn't feel overwhelming to you, but you were still heavy when you finished with it.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then Curious Tides. Oh my God. I can't stop talking about this one. Just have to take my word for it. I think like so many people are on the Divine Rivals. It was okay. I was not the audience for that one. If you had to choose and you need a sort of, I mean, Divine, have you read Divine Rivals?
Mm-mm.
It's not like Dark Academia because they're not in college. It's like first job sort of thing, but okay. It's, I don't know. But if you're needing that Dark Academia, but with not as like much military heaviness, but a little bit of death, Curious Tides. And it's so cool because your powers are determined by the moon in which you're born under. And not everybody has the power. It's like has a magical power, but it's interesting because it starts off with, you know, these like students had just all died, and then a body like washes up on shore, and her friend is one of the people that died. And then suddenly like she has this like scar or like tattoo or imprint, whatever, on her that wasn't there before, because everybody is symboled with the moon that they're born under.
Okay.
And suddenly she is noticing changes in herself. And meanwhile, you are also getting chapters from the perspective of her best friend's brother, who she also grew close to, but he was eclipse-born. And if you're eclipse-born, they think of that as like you stole other people's powers, because eclipse-born are a different kind of power. Okay. And it's interesting.
Okay, I'm adding that one to my list. That sounds so cool.
It's technically YA. And I could see it, to me, I would have classified it more as new adult, but publishing refuses to acknowledge new adult as a genre. So
yeah.
Here we are. It's in YA. It's not quite to the adult fantasy level, because The writing, it's not like low writing, but the writing's just not at an like the adult kind of fantasy level. But it's so beautiful. It's going to be a duology. And I've noticed that fantasies are doing a duology trend right now. And I am here for it. I do not want to sit through 5 million books. I need to have my conclusions. I need it now.
I always go back to the Back to the Future movies. The second in any trilogy is always the one that you need to bridge the first and the third. Mm-hmm. And it's the first and the third that are the important ones.
Yes.
I feel like.
No, second books always suck. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. The second book is the filler book. It's just not what I want or
bridge.
Need. Yes.
It's, you have
and I
to...
will say there's a touch of romance in there, but I refuse to call it romantasy because that genre kind of, that title, I was letting Deanne know. I have issues with calling books romantasy if it's not actually romantasy, but it's a fantasy that has a romantic element to it. It's not the same. I have.
We'll be very specific
feels.
About that.
I've got feelings, Dan.
All right.
So yeah, I don't know. Were any of those like on your list previously, or?
So Raiders of the Lost Heart, I've read.
Yeah.
Done and Dusted, I was kind of on the fence on. And then Long Game, I've started. I haven't finished yet. Mm-hmm. But the other two, I added to my list.
I will say with Done and Dusted, there's like brother elements, so like
probably
each book is going, so there's going to be two more books, and the next one's coming out soon. Okay. And so while he'll be a main character, but you're getting all the brothers, and I'm like, I'm already here for it.
I know
so much.
You know me, I love a series. Mm-hmm. Bring
and
it
you're
on.
Going to love what I'm guessing is book three.
Okay.
I think you're gonna like them all.
Okay.
Tell me your romances that you loved in 2023.
Okay. So for this was really hard. So I also read fewer than I did last year, but I was at 136 and it was probably easily half
of
romance.
Like, yeah.
So picking three romances was really hard. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you that I picked three we haven't already talked about or won't be talking about.
I won't deny, like picking three was hard for me too.
Yeah.
And I did pick two that I'd read in literally a month ago.
Yeah.
But there's so many good ones.
Okay. So, and actually, one of these was one of the first books I read last year. So Will There Be Wine by Whitney Kubison. It is a divorcee in Paris, going back into the dating pool and just life. And there is a lot of wine in the book. And it was just a great way to start slurp, off last slurp. Year. Oh, I mean, it was awesome. I love the story. It has elements of her career. It has elements of going through divorce and that feeling. And then I think she's got three or four guys that she dates throughout the mm-hmm. book. And it just is that look at like getting back out there. And I loved it. Here for it.
You know, I noticed, now is this true? Do you love reading a romance that has like a job element to it where...
So it's a funny that you asked that question, because I am the ultimate, I don't like workplace romance books. Uh-huh.
And I don't necessarily mean workplace romance. I just mean where it's like dedicated to one's like career, like a career driven woman almost, or a man or person.
That does intrigue me. I tend to gravitate towards those. Uh-huh. We had a little sprinkling throughout the 3-year history of the book club where we had a lot of lawyer books.
Deanne is a lawyer by trade.
I will take full ownership of that, and I watch it better now, but I think you do get a lot of really driven main characters. Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing a lot in the world now and in romance. So yeah. It's easy to pick them up.
Yeah. And I wonder also at the same time, because there's kind of a joke that like the millennial generation waited too long to have children because they wanted to focus on their careers. So now there's like the younger generation, and this is just things that I've read. It's like, oh, well, they're getting married and starting their babies and careers so much younger. And it's like, oh, millennials cannot do anything right. But it just feels like there was such a surge of that because we were that age group of buying and reading all that stuff. So we wanted to find that empowering, but also that fluffiness at the same time.
Well, and to all those millennials out there who feel like you've waited too long, I had my son at age 40. I was almost 41 when I had him, and it can be done. And I'm the old parent. I've only been called his grandparent once at school.
You've been called a grandparent?
Yes.
What?
Oh, you brought grandma to...
Did a teacher call you
a teacher's helper? Yeah.
Oh my!
It was like horrid. But anyway,
what? I'm sorry. No, absolutely not.
It's only happened once, and I will say this: I said, you know, I told my dad.
Like, I'm not even pretending where I'm like, oh no, you don't look. No, like that is absurd. You do not look like a grandparent.
It was heartbreaking. But like, I was a different person in my 20s, and I was much better having a child at age 40. Yeah. Lucky for him, you know, that happened, but it keeps you young.
Works for whoever. Yeah.
So don't feel like you're too late. You're not too late. There's still,
but it's like a running joke. Yeah. It's a running joke right now. Like millennials just suck. Like the older generation wants to wipe us away. The younger generation wants to push us away. So we are unwanted.
And I'm Gen X, and everybody always forgets us. So, you know, at least people know about you.
We're the like the ugly stepsister.
We're like the kid that gets left home alone.
Yes! Oh my god. Unwanted and unloved. Womp. All right, tell me about your next book.
Okay, so my next one that I am going to pick for top three romances for the year is Pas de Don't. So this is Chloe Engel's book, and I'm not picking it just because she came to visit us, but bonus points, Chloe, for that. It's set in Australia in a ballet company. And I found this one when I was trying to get away from lawyer books. And I'm like, we haven't done Australia and we haven't done a ballet company. Done. But I love this book, and I just love the interpersonal connection. And mm-hmm. There's some emotional stuff that the main characters have to work through, to get to each other. And it just made such a great book. Our book club loved it.
Now, you brought the author in for a book club conversation, right?
So we Zoomed Chloe in for our book club, but you guys brought her in.
Yes, we did have her like for cocktails in person.
It was awesome.
I did
awesome,
not awesome. Make that event. I can't remember why, but I was not there.
It was amazing.
But I do wonder, do you think having the author in elevated your experience?
I think it's fun. We've had this. We started with local authors, of which Chloe is in Iowa now. Yay. But then we've expanded
it. By the way, sorry, Deanne, to interrupt. But if you have not like looked up her story for how she met her husband, you 100% need to do so.
It's the best story ever.
I love it.
But we've extended it now to doing Zoom mm-hmm. author visits. And it's fun because you get to learn sort of like the inside jokes and the like yeah. how the sauce is made and what goes into a book. And just, I know if it's your favorite author and they come out with a book, you have the tendency to like want to go home and read it that weekend. And yes. as soon as you're done, you're like, okay, when's the next one?
I need more.
And when you talk to these authors about what goes into like putting that book in your hands, you're like, never going to say that again because you just feel so bad. You're like, you just worked for 3 years on this book and I just inhaled it in like a day and a half.
No, I'm going to continue to be selfish and demanding and need more now. But it's that is the youngest child in me. That is the second child. I want now.
But I love that. And then with another book that we did, and you know, like with Chloe's book, you got to learn about Chloe being from Australia.
So, don't hate me, but I've still not read the book yet.
It's so good. You have to read this
book. The thing
book.
Is, I know I'll love it because one of my favorite shows was like set in an Australian ballet company and then also being a dancer. I'm just like, I'm already sold on it. I just haven't done it yet, which is a problem. Believe me, I know.
You'll catch up. It'll be fine. You're going to love it. You're going to pick it up and say, 2 months from now, you're going to be like, I don't know why I didn't read this one earlier. But like, you know, she's from Australia. And then another book that we read that we had the author come in, she'd never been to some of the places that were in the book. And I'd been to the places and you could not tell she hadn't been there.
That's weird. And what do you think of that?
Like, it's amazing what you can do with research and Google.
Right.
Especially some of these books that were written during COVID.
Right, right. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. And so it's just really fun. And, you know, Will There Be Wine is set in Paris and Pas de Deux is set in Australia.
So there's a trend going on with you.
I was on a real kick. You'll see in a minute. But I was on a real kick of just like, moving overseas last year. Not that I'm going to move overseas. Not that that's even
an opportunity. You need an overseas adventure.
I need an overseas adventure. And that definitely came out in my pattern last year. But
so you have a backup on your list too. Do you want to just go ahead and share it?
So the backup on the list that is also in this, like just chuck everything and move overseas, is Ruby Spencer's Whiskey Year by Rochelle Blow. And then my non-romance, one of my non-romance picks is An American in Scotland, which is a cozy mystery by Lucy Connolly. And all of these books are just like taking me to places in the world that I can't go right now. Right. And they just were such a fun adventure.
You totally need that then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So get planning.
I know.
No, I was actually trying to, I'm like, I want to go out of the country too. I'm like, I want to go to Scotland.
I know. Scotland's so up there, bad. Right?
Yeah. And then my boyfriend and I were looking at like where we want to go on vacation this year. And I was like, ooh, what about here? He's like, well, we don't have to go out of the country. And then I said somewhere in Canada, like up in the like Newfie area. Yeah. And he's like, oh, maybe. I was like, weird. Didn't expect Canada to pull your like interest, but yeah. I'm like down for it.
Down, yeah. Yeah. We're doing the Redwoods this year, so I'm super excited about that. You're going to see a lot of like book themes coming out of me this year.
That'll be great. And did you talk about your last one?
I haven't. Okay, I didn't think so. I was just you like... will join me on this one. So I have to tell a story before I tell you what my next one was. So when Christina and Lauren talked to us on Zoom about Soulmate Equation, we all love the book. I love the single mom aspect of the book. But we wanted to know when we were going to get Fizzy's story. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, for life.
I know. They're like, you know, you can't really just make a side character the lead of a book. And supposedly other people asked for this, but I believe in my heart of hearts that we are the reason that True Love Experiment came out. It's because we wanted Fizzy's book.
It's us. It's your welcome world.
I know. And so that was just one of my favorite books this year. It talks about all of the tropes that we all take for granted and love to see in a way that was just so much fun. And it was like a big old love letter to romance fans, I thought.
I still think about, like, this is not a spoiler, but there is a man who when she goes into her dating portion of their, like, reality dating show with Fizzy as a romance author, that is the back of the book. She requires a vampire because they're doing the tropes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how the hell are they going to get a vampire?
And they did it.
And I need to share this. And I'm sorry, but, and like, this is not a huge, big spoiler, but they brought in a phlebotomist. And I told them this at the dinner, too.
He worked a night shift, didn't he?
I think so. Yeah. I told them this at the dinner. That, to me, is one of the most clever things. And maybe that's just me who, like, I laugh at the stupid commercials. Like, I find those the most entertaining. So maybe that's just me where it's, like, the simple things are just the most absolutely perfect. But, like, because I'm sitting there like, what the hell would you do? Like, is it going to be, like, a Billy Bob Thornton, Angelina Jolie situation? You know, where they wore blood vials of themselves around their necks? And then for him to be a phlebotomist, like, goddamn, so good.
And
so
that's why good. I think it's a love letter, because it really takes all those things that only someone who truly appreciates the genre is going to catch up on and just, wait, big old kiss. Here you go. You got it.
No, I wholeheartedly agree. It was everything.
And then my final book that's my other non-romance is Influence is Your Superpower by Zoe Chance. She's a professor at Yale. And I think everybody should have to read this book. It is a lot like Nudge, if you read that book when it came out, but it has modern day stories that you can really relate to. And it's probably half the size of the Nudge book, and it's just a lot more modern and updated. But there is one story she's telling where they're on an overseas trip, go figure, and they're picked up by a car, whether it was one that they hailed or not. I can't remember the exact.
You're making me in the mood for overseas.
I know, well, wait, this will stop it. Oh. So they're in this car, and then they realize they're going in a place they shouldn't be going. And it becomes clear that they're being kidnapped.
And holy shit. And this is a true story?
This is supposedly a true story. So,
oh my God.
There's one person in the back of the car who's like, oh crud, what do we do now? And then there's the other friend who, we should all have this friend. And if you don't have this friend, be this friend who just starts yelling at them to pull the F over.
Oh, that
and,
would like, be me.
Gets them out of the car. And it's just, it's, I want my 12-year-old son to read this book. You have to be there and, like, be able to do that. And so I just love this book. It has a lot more practical information in it, but that is the one that I give this book to so many people, because it's, you can do this. Anybody can do this, and you have the power to do it, and it's not as hard as you think it is. And you have a voice and use it.
It's hard to acknowledge that you have a voice. Like, it's so difficult, because advocating for yourself is hard. I mean, we can't all be people who just, like, are taught and treated as if what they know and what they think and everything they do is, like, the greatest thing on earth. And that's a really hard, so that I would, like, that book sounds like it's absolutely attainable for people.
It is. And it's like practice anything, you know, the more you practice at it, the better you're going to get, and the easier it's going to come. It's also a
confidence thing, though. Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah. So those are my favorites, okay, but you're right. It is a skip the country and drink a lot of alcohol.
Book it out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, so I will be, some of these are already been on my list or read, but I will definitely be adding them. I'm not usually a cozy mystery person. I'm just like, I need more of an intense, but not super intense, but maybe it's like when I decide to try something new, like historical fiction, usually not my vibe. But Fiona Davis sucked me into it, and I'm in.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other authors who, like Amy Harmon, 100%, I'm like sold by anything she writes.
So I have a fun game that I want to try out. Are you up for that?
I love games. So yes.
I love games
too. But I like to win. So is this a game I can win?
You can totally win this game. You have 3 chances to win this game.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, so
heck yeah.
So I looked at some books that came out recently or are coming out soon. We're going to try and run this about once a month. So I kind of, you know, looked in that zone where if you haven't already got it, you can go ahead and pre-order it at your local independent bookstore.
Or if you want to support Dog-Eared Books, you're not local, just shop through bookshop.org/dog-eared-books. Check the show notes, and then you can have it shipped directly to your house.
Or download it for pre-order on Libro.
Yep, Libro too.
Under Dog-Eared Books.
The things.
Yes.
And coming soon from Bookshop is digital. Yay. Like basically Kindle, but you know, Kindle's Amazon, and Amazon hates indie bookstores because they are run by a evil man. But I'm not shaming you, because I understand it wholeheartedly. I do.
I get it. But we're giving you options.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give you three blurbs. We'll do one at a time.
Okay.
And you need to figure out what recently released or upcoming book this might be.
Okay.
Okay, they're rom-coms.
Of course.
Okay.
What else?
So I'm going to start with the easy one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a grumpy sunshine, fake dating, hospital romance between wolf shifters.
Oh my God. It's that fake mate one.
It is. Ding, 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 ding. See, you won already.
Who wrote it?
Lana Ferguson.
Okay. I have this book at home. I've not read it yet. I did not realize that what it was. Deanne's got it in her hands. I did not realize what it was about. I thought it was like a vet thing. And so my coworker, Tommy, looked at me one day. She goes, have you read the back? Or maybe it was Katie. I can't remember. But someone's like, did you read what this book was about? I'm like, no. And so I take it. I said, oh, I'm like, interesting. And you have to know, I have recently, or not recently, back in October, I read Allie Hazelwood's next book, which is also wolf shapeshiftery.
Ooh, I'll have to compare things.
It's called Bride. I still, like, I both enjoyed it, but also feel unsure about it. there's just a moment that I still just, I'm like, I don't know. That's the best I can describe it as. So when I saw this one, I was like, am I ready for this again?
So I've heard that
the cover's super cute, though.
The cover's super cute. I've heard it's very spicy. So for people who aren't comfortable with that level of spice, be warned. If you are comfortable with that level of spice, pick it up.
My friend KT really liked this one.
I've heard good things.
Yeah.
Haven't read it yet. It's on my list.
Well, you're carrying it around. I'm carrying it. Well,
I brought, I know you can't see them. We'll take a picture, but I brought visual aids for today.
I love that so much.
Okay. Next one. One believes in true love and the other is grounded in the here and now and they can't deny what's holding them together.
Ooh. Bear with me now?
Nope. I'll give you one more guess.
The Takeover.
No.
Oh.
This one you ordered for me.
We might have to record our podcast episodes if you're going to keep holding. Oh! It's Red String Theory by Lauren Kung Jussen. I think I saw that she was at Parnassus or is going to be at Parnassus, and I was so jealous I did not live closer to Nashville because...
She lives in Nashville, I think.
Does she? Oh, my God. I freaking adored Lunar Love, like, so much. And those are not – she didn't write a spicy book for Lunar Love, so I can't imagine that this one's spicy, but she just really writes romance so well.
Oh, I adored Lunar Love, and I didn't even realize till the very end that it ends with the first kiss. Like, it is not a spicy book, is – the most beautiful love story. It's so I'm so excited about this book.
Okay.
So
I can't wait for that. I guess I hadn't even read like what it was about for it to be in my mind. I just remember being like, oh, done. I will read whatever she writes.
I did the tying them together. That's what
I wonder. I was like, well, this, but then I thought that was you trying to be tricky and it was not. She was trying to be helpful. Not tricky at all.
Okay. I, by the way, love this game, so I hope you like it because we're going to do it more often.
Okay. I'm having fun with it.
Makes me happy.
Yeah.
Okay. So third book. At the end of the rope, personally and professionally, she makes a birthday wish that ends up giving her an old enemy rather than a new lover.
Along Came a Moor?
No.
Damn it. The Takeover.
Yes!
Ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. So this is The Takeover by Kara Tanimachi. I hope I'm saying that correctly. And it is a workplace. She is a CEO of a company, and he's trying to take it over, but he's also her, like...
Wait, is this enemies to lovers, though?
Yes, it's enemies to lovers. It's, like, second chance. Like, they hated each other in school, and now...
Oh, one of those.
Yes. And that comes out January 30th. Red String Theory and Fake Mate are already out. So huge thanks to all of the companies that put those books out there and all the authors who are giving us so many things to love in the coming months.
I'm so excited. Okay, that was really fun. I loved that. We are going to have to do that again.
It was so much fun to do.
I will switch it up and I'll, like, do that for you. But yay! I really like being the guesser. And that's not just like a lazy thing as like not wanting to curate it. I just have fun trying to like match it and choose, like figure it out.
We've talked
I love figuring stuff out. I hate not knowing stuff. So this is like, this is my like, oh yeah, my jam.
We've talked a couple times about like how we pick books and how we mm-hmm. look through books together. So I do think like at some point we're going to have to do a recording of us looking through upcoming books because it would be hilarious. I wish you could be around us like 24/7 because we just like spin we're off just of amazing. Each other. Even though we're two decades apart, we spin off of each other and we like make each other laugh so much, but we're going through these books and you don't even get like three words out and you're like both of us going, aww.
It's like excitement filled and
yeah.
I love it so much.
Yeah. But that's where the Raiders of the Lost Heart and then the Lauren Kung Jessen book came. We both like, we must have that.
100%. So, okay, Deanne, what is Between the Covers reading this month?
So this month we're reading Technically Yours by Denise Williams. And
whoop, whoop. We love our Denise.
Yes. Shout out to our local author. She came to both of our book clubs.
My one, former professor.
Yes. And this book is set in the universe that she created with all of her other books, which I absolutely adore. Mm-hmm. If you read The Fastest Way to Fall, the main character, Wes's best friend and partner, Cord, is the main character in this book. And the main female character is also in that book. They did not, they had the opportunity to be a pair then, and they didn't. And they both went their separate ways. And this book is 6 years later from the other book.
I enjoyed it a lot. But this is, she did say that this is like closing of the chapter. You know, she is closing this universe up.
Yes.
And I'm excited to see where she heads next with her writing. Because I've talked to her. I've heard a little bit about it. But I really did enjoy Technically Yours. I had a lot. I worked closely with her on the launch of this book. I helped run the pre-order. So it was like very exciting, like seeing her passion just coming through. Because obviously she's passionate in her writing. But like, I remember when she's like, brought in book cover options and was like, I asked him to add the like coding in the background of it and just like the details and care that she put into it. It was so fun to like see that from her and be close to it. Cause I've been close with her through the last few launches as well, but this one's different. This is Dog-Eared was very much a part of this launch.
And this world, I adore this world. It's mm-hmm. no joke. The Do You Take This Man probably was my favorite female character that she did. But this book
that
was
doesn't
amazing.
Surprise me at all.
I know, it's the lawyer. I can't help it.
Hey,
that was
and
the
to be
last
fair, people
book.
Can't give you crap on that one for choosing a lawyer book. We can't not choose a Denise Williams book, just like we can't not choose a Christina Lauren book. Sorry, those are like
it's not gonna
those
happen.
Are exceptions to the rules. It's just how it is. Get over it.
But that character was so good. But this book. As a whole, I just love this pair. Mm-hmm. It just, and there's, you know, you talk about when the author comes in, there's a tent scene in the book that was, Denise told us, was originally in the book. And then the book is very different from how it started. But yet the tent scene had to stay. Everybody knew the tent scene had to stay. So then she had to figure out how to make this tent scene in the new book. And it's just stuff like that that you learn when the mm-hmm. author comes. And it's, again, that building the world that you inhale as a yes. reader. And you're like, okay, give me more. And like, don't stop writing my world that I love. I know these people. I need to know what happens 20 years from now with them. But you're right. The new yeah. series she has coming sounds amazing too. So,
and Do You Take This Man? Wasn't like an immediate part of this universe, but it was like distant cousin to the universe.
They were friends. So you had the first book was How to Fail at Flirting. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so Do You Take This Man was closer in people to the How to Fail at Flirting. And then Technically Yours and Fastest Way to Fall were kind of together. Right. And then they're all a friend group. Yeah. So,
and if they
like people I know, I can't.
I know. They're your friends. They're your friends. 100%. Yeah. Now, and if the universe had been continued, she was saying that the next story that she's working on would have been the story for one of the characters, but she's now developing it as a different story for a new like it's entirely new. And regardless, I think that story will still be really fun. And I can't read it. And I was trying to give her a little inspiration. Not that she'll take it, but I was just saying, hey, I know a fuckboy. I've experienced that. If it's worthy. I was like, I can give you some firsthand account of experience of that torture.
So she's amazing. We love having her in town. If you're ever looking for signed Denise Williams books, I'm pretty sure Dog-Eared always has them.
We do. And you can also always go on our website and order them if you need personalization. I work with Denise all the time. I let her know, like, hey, I need this one personalized. You can order them through our website by, like, just under the shop. And just keep following the links. You'll get there.
Excellent. So I think that's a good close. We do need to plug one more thing for Dog-Eared Books.
Yes. Obviously, you're listening. You enjoy romance. And if you enjoy romance, then you should subscribe to Dog-Eared's Love Unleashed Romance Subscription Box, curated by bookseller Katie. She curates books that are incredibly spicy. Your first subscription box comes with a journal and then with a initial sticker sheet, and then you will get a sticker sheet coordinating to the book of that month each month. I make the sticker sheets. I think I do a good job at it. They're very cute.
They're amazing. Just everything that goes into all the little pieces. Dog-Eared has multiple dog subscription packages, multiple book subscription packages, and all the little details that go into it, the way they're presented, the way they're wrapped, just everything is top notch. So and thank you for that.
Katie, I think, is doing her best to bring in the authors when can. She has a Discord chat going on so that everybody who subscribes can join together and talk about the book every month. And there's so much like fun to have with it. So if you want to subscribe, follow the links in the show notes and check it out. You can choose how long and how frequently you want to receive it. So thank you, Dog-Eared Books, for sponsoring this podcast-ish. You give us the space and equipment, and we appreciate it. And thank you for hiring me. Well, thank you for coming back and listening with us. We hope to have you back again. Please share, subscribe, do all the stuff, comment. Only give us 5-star ratings. Please do not give us a 4-star rating. We just want the 5. We want to be well-loved and received. I do not take sad, sad reviews well. Or mean reviews.
And if you want to read ahead for next month, we're going to be talking about The Stage Kiss by Amelia Jones.
Mm-hmm. Deanne, do you remember what our closing was?
Yes, it's on the back of your laptop as well.
Oh my God, it is.
We came up with this early on, and we just want to remind you, it's not cheating if they're fictional.
It's not. That's why we read. It gives inspiration. Well, thanks for listening along. We'll see you next month.
Thanks for listening to the Between the Covers podcast. You can follow Deanne at EODBRT and Rachel at More Than the Pages on Instagram and everything podcast related at Between the Covers Pod. Between the Covers Pod is produced by our local indie bookstore, Dog-Eared Books in Ames, Iowa. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and share the pod with all your amazing people in your life.